brief, coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Shuffling.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am E.T.
I am Zach Murillo.
And I am guest host Chris.
And welcome to our new and improved Where the Wind Blows, where you can expect the unexpected, ladies and gentlemen. The date is May the 11th in the year 2011. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are we all doing today here in the studio?
I'm loving it. It is summer. School is out. Well, for most of
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
Sorry, Chris.
No, summer. It's true. Summer. It's summertime. We hear windows in the background, which is complete bull. And I don't approve.
No, I don't.
But regardless. So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. And here we are for the first time we are on air since school for us here has ended. And we have a brand new show for you guys. Everything's going to be different. It's going to be... Well, you expect the unexpected,
the
ladies
box.
And gentlemen. Yeah, there you go. Out of the box.
Sounds done.
We're out of the box, and we're looking in, not even looking in the box. We're like about 3,000 miles away from this box that everybody seems to
can't
be
even
in.
See the box.
There is no box. Dude, there is no box for this show anymore.
What box?
There's no box.
Chris knows. Chris knows. This is the first time him being on the show.
Yes,
he knows.
And yeah, thanks for coming to the show.
Yes, you're welcome.
It's great to have you in. It's great to have you here today. And so, Zach, how's your holidays been so far?
So far, pretty awesome. Been working, trying to get some cash that I've been spending over the year.
Yeah, tell me about it.
All these, all the programs, computer stuff, everything that we've had to get for school. Trying to earn back some of that money, trying to maybe earn some more spending money, you know?
Yeah, I definitely hear you, because money is, especially for me, it's tight, really, really, really tight. I'm working like 3 shifts a week, 4 hours a piece.
Yeah, exactly.
And making $10.65 an hour. So it's...
I don't know about you guys, but I'm broke right now.
My savings account is probably at about like $80 right now.
Yes.
And my checking account, which is where I use my money, is at about 95 cents.
Really?
And I've got a dollar in my pocket.
I got $4 on it.
This is the life of a college student. Woohoo!
That's why why you need to get a job, even if it's something crappy like me cleaning cars, like something.
Jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, speaking about cars, these gas prices.
Oh,
holy
my God,
hell.
Don't even get me started.
No way.
These prices are ridiculous. Like, what did it go up to, like, $1.40 something the other day?
I think the max I've seen, like, me personally, $1.39. And that's, luckily, holy I had just crap. Filled it up the day before, and it when it was low and it was at, like, $1.33. And then, like, a day or two later, I drive by a gas station and it's, like, $1.39. And I'm like, ha, screw that.
Any speculation of, like, why they're going so high? Because
My dad said something about the lines of, like, everything that's kind of going on in Japan and China right now, that they are the world's largest... Actually, China is just starting to kind of get into this whole industrial age where it comes to using gasoline and stuff. Yeah. And so... And they're a huge country, so they're guzzling the gas. I mean...
Too many people there. Way too many.
And this whole, you know, war in, you know, Afghanistan, and there's this the oil there. Everything that happened in Japan, just prices are skyrocketing.
Oh, yes.
Even though we are trying to, you know, be environmentally friendly by, you know, electric cars, you know, solar panels, you're starting into that kind of thing. You know,
a lot of countries can't afford that stuff yet.
Exactly. So, and they're starting to get into, you know, their automotive phase of their country. So now they are taking up all this gas. So gas prices are skyrocketing because I remember a few weeks ago I realized, and it's very rare that I would see this, that diesel is actually now, and has been for a little while, more expensive than gasoline.
Really? Diesel is actually cheaper.
No.
Diesel, what?
You look around. I've been looking around, and I've actually seen diesel more expensive than gasoline in some places.
So most all the places I've seen,
maybe where you
diesel is cheaper.
I've seen it in more expensive.
This is I'm actually seeing this because last week I had to drive my dad's standard diesel around
stick.
A lot.
Stick.
So and I had to fill it up and it was driving that thing's a pain in the butt. But the diesel it was actually not as bad. Like gas prices at the time were like $1.33 or something like that.
I love how we think that that's not that bad.
Yeah, and diesel was $1.27, and I'm like, that's a lot better, considering that my dad's car goes like 1,000 kilometers without a fill up on diesel. So that's like, that's awesome. Wish my car was like that, but
Yeah, it's gas prices, diesel prices, you know, just prices are skyrocketing. And eventually, you know, and I can tell you right now, once they're moving to straight electric cars, electricity is going to go up. And then this will go up. And then that'll go up. And everything is just going to go up. And
electricity has a price?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
For cars, no.
Not yet, but like if we like home electricity, like because if you get a let's say if somebody buys like a completely electric car, you're gonna need to charge the thing at night, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
And so your home prices, like the gas, the electricity prices,
the meter on the side.
Yep, those prices are gonna skyrocket.
I love how Chris didn't know that until now.
I knew that.
All the ignorance of a elementary student.
You're in elementary? What grade are you?
I am in grade 8, actually.
Grade 8.
Graduating in elementary.
Are you sure he's allowed to be here?
Yeah, he's allowed to be here.
Okay.
we don't swear that much here.
We don't swear at all.
No.
Sure, that's why the warning's at the front. That's why the warning's at the beginning of the show.
Heck no.
Oh my goodness, guys. So anybody out there listening, if you've got a comment about the gasoline prices, give us a shout, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. And or just send us a message via Facebook, which is facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Twitter is where wind blows are if you're listening to us anywhere. First of all, the time is now 7:10. And we would, for those of you who are listening, you know, it'd be great to hear from you. But we're going to be moving on now. The time, like I said, the time is now 7:10, and we're going to be moving on to some fantastic music for you guys. Moving on, starting you off with Shut It Down, featuring Akon by Pitbull. And here you go, guys. Hope you enjoy.
Ching. Real chicos do real things. On the road to the rich, to skip diamond rings. Moved up from the streets, graduated hustler. On his way to an entrepreneur, undefeated, done shooter. Now baby save me from the game before it plays me. My life's a movie, call me Martin Scorsese. I can care less if you love me or hate me. Life's a bitch, now fuck you pay me.
Him to a me, I could change your life, make it so new. making never wanna go back to the old you. So rock and line, give it a little time, and she gon' transform like Optimus Prime.
Need a ride, I can range you up. Money, I can change you up. You can have your own, no longer be the passenger. Swag glow, I build you up. Need red lips, red dress, like I'm like. What you need, you can have that. My black card, they don't decline that. See potential in you, let me mold that.
I can transform you, I can bounce on you.
I can transform you, I can transform you. Anything you want, I can get it for you. Baby girl, so you know I did it for you.
I can transform you.
Shoes, you got it. Bags, you got it. Cars, you got it. Money, you got it. I can transform you. Anything you want, I can get it for you.
I can have you swag surfing.
What you need, you can have that. My black card, they don't decline that. See potential in you, let me mold that.
I can transform you, I can transform you.
I can transform you, I can transform you. Anything you want, I can get it for you. I get my baby girl, so you know I did it for you.
I can transform you.
Shoes, you got it. Bags, you got it. I can transform ya.
Anything you want, I can get it for ya. I can transform ya, like a transformer. I could turn you from a human to a carter. Take you off the bench, turn you to a starter. Then I take you home and put you on a charger. Then my car transforms to a charter. And we can fly to wherever you ever thought of. I take you to where it's warmer. Then I gotta rip off your dress like a warm-up. But I'm just getting warmed up. So tell your man he better get his Voltron up. I transform her to a Ducati. Then I transform me to a Bugatti. Cause her form puts me in a trance. I transform smaller and she puts me in her pants. Swiss on the beat. Chris, move your feet. And we to transform a good girl to a freak.
I can transform you. Anything you want, I can get it for you. I get my baby girl, so you know I did it for you.
I can transform you.
Shoes, you got it. Bags, you got it. Cars, you got it. Money, you got it. I can transform you. Anything you want, I can transform you.
Screaming out loud.
Ladies and gentlemen, Candlestick and Tired by the White Tie Affair. And before that, you were listening to I Can Transform You by Chris Brown featuring Lil Wayne and the Swizz Beatz. And before that, as we started you off with that ride of some of the, I guess at some point it was new music, Shut It Down by Pitbull featuring Akon.
And as you all know, at the very beginning, our new intro song is Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO.
LMFAO.
We forgot to say that at the beginning.
But we did, yeah. But you know, whatever. You know, we're just kind of going with the flow of things, and that's how. That's the. That's what the show is about.
That's how we roll.
That's how we're doing. It's just we're going where the wind blows, and that's why I was like, you know what, we need to do something different with the show, and this is what we're doing different with the show, and it works.
Absolutely.
It works, and that's all that matters. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are listening who have been able to listen for the past little while, because we have been having some technical difficulties with the Centennial On-Demand website, for those of you who obviously aren't listening right now, go to the Facebook. I don't know why I'm saying this, because you can't hear me anyways.
For those of you who aren't listening.
You aren't listening. For those of you who've been able to get here, congratulations!
For those of you who couldn't listen live and are instead now listening to
the
podcast, sorry.
So we do apologize for the technical difficulties. We don't know what the hell's going on, but you know, you do what you gotta do.
No swearing.
Oh, come on. That's hell. It's a place.
And it's okay. He's 14.
I've
innocent.
Been there, actually. I've been to hell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
It's in Spain, right?
It's not in Spain. It's in Mexico.
Mexico?
Hell, Mexico?
Yes.
Are you serious?
They have a little sign where it's like a devil, and you put your face there, and it says, welcome to hell.
That's amazing.
There's rocks and everything.
It's just big, black, spiraling rocks that just go up. They're, like, get impaled on.
That's just crazy. I want to go.
It's intense.
Kind of.
You know what I think the funniest part is, though?
What's that?
We saw this when we were on
the Disney cruise.
The Disney cruise.
The Disney cruise.
And they took us to Disney.
I was like 8 years old. And they took me to hell.
Disney took us to hell. Picture that for a second,
evil
guys.
Hold on. Picturing.
Just Mickey Mouse taking a little kid by the hand. Come with me, children. Where are we going? We're going to hell.
You know what? Speaking about
sin.
Speaking about really weird. Role models, you know how like they have like right now today is like Happy Day at McDonald's, or anything you buy, you know, it goes to the Ronald McDonald charity.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the thing: Ronald McDonald is a creepy little clown.
He's not little;
he's a tall clown.
He's a creepy clown. So here's what I don't get: if I decided that I wanted to run a charity for sick kids running out of my house, quote unquote, I don't think I'd get any money because it's my house. Now here's the thing: Ronald McDonald, first of all, he gets his kids sick with his food. And then he's like, and then he says, I'm going to take them to my house and take care of them, to my Ronald McDonald house. Can you give me money, please? And I was like, are you serious? Like, this creepy clown. Clowns are scary as hell.
He doesn't say it to your face, though.
No, he doesn't.
No, but he says it.
He gets his spokespeople to say it to you.
He gets his purple little glob of whatever and his like kids in like jail uniforms to do it for you.
It's just like, I was like, I was talking to my friend today, and I told this to her, and I was like, you know what? If I decide I want to set up a chair like that, get kids sick with my food, and then take them home and take care of them, can you give me money, please? I think that I would probably get arrested.
Sounds more like rupees than McDonald's.
It does, doesn't it? Hmm. But I was just like, are you serious? Like, it was just creepy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like, but then again, you know what? When I was a kid, I wasn't too afraid of clowns. But as I got, it's weird because as I got older, clowns started to scare the hell out of me. Oh, Zach shaking his head over here. Oh, there's some stuff going on here. But what's going on, Zach?
Oh, Zach. Should we do it?
Is this a clown story?
Okay, so. Okay,
no, Chris. You know what? I'll tell it.
Zach.
I'll tell
Zach's got this.
It's his story.
Yeah. What happened was I was little. I was like 2 or 3. I was young. No, not even like 3. I was 1 or 2 years old. I think it was like the Santa Claus parade or something coming down the street. And there's these clowns with the parade coming up the street. They take my mom away from me. Like, I'm in my mom's arms. They take my mom by the hand and are walking her down the parade. I'm crying and I'm mortified. And my grandparents are trying to calm me down. I try running down the street after them.
See, so clowns are not...
They're evil.
Yes, they're evil. Clowns are just...
horrible people.
Yeah, they're not people.
How dare you? I'm sorry. I mean that.
No, the clowns are not people.
Sorry to insult you.
No, me?
No, if there's any clowns listening, I apologize for Eric's attitude towards clowns.
Why the hell are you apologizing?
Because we're on radio and we have to.
No, don't.
No.
It's my opinion. Clowns are not people. They're scary beings that come from other planets to scare the crap out of you and torture and just completely ruin your lives. You know what? They put on that makeup to make them look like they're happy, but it's too much.
That's the anti-happy. It's the anti-psychology of it.
Exactly. Like you put
I'm
on
happy, but I'm going to kill you.
Exactly. I mean, look at, what was that movie? It.
It.
The movie It.
What is that?
With it was about this killer clown.
Killer clown.
You've never seen the movie It?
I don't think so.
You never heard of the movie It?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've seen it.
Google that shit. Just go.
Google it right now.
This is why we have the warning before the show. but no, the movie It. It's about this. They're coming out with a new one within the next few years, I believe.
Ouch.
But yeah, they're redoing it. But the original was creepy. It was creepy.
Hmm.
Like it didn't scare me, but it creeped me out. And it's a movie about this killer clown.
You know, the first time I saw screen, I thought it was cloud.
There it is. It's there. That is.
Oh, there it is.
You ladies and gentlemen, you
hello.
Put this up on Facebook right now.
If you should see this.
We're posting this on Facebook and Twitter right now, and you guys gotta see this link because if you guys haven't seen the movie It, I've seen it once. It's not scary. It's just creepy because I don't like clowns.
It messes with you.
Clowns are creepy. Like Chris said, it's the reverse psychology.
It's the reverse psychology. I'm happy, but I'm gonna stab your face.
Exactly. Like clowns are just creepy beings. You don't mess with
clowns.
I don't get why you bring clowns to birthday parties. Like
they have adult clowns.
Those are that's just creepy. I mean
you don't want to know what adult clowns
where's
do.
The movie what's the movie Liar Liar with Jim Carrey. That guy, he brings a clown to the kid's birthday party. You saw what happened throughout the rest of the movie.
Yeah,
he can't lie now. He's totally screwed with Jim Carrey's head.
Yeah, I know.
It's that clown. It wasn't the wish the boy made. No, it was that clown that was there in that scene.
In that movie.
That's what it was. I swear that's what it was. It was nothing else.
So the link for It, like the movie review, is up on the Where the Wind Blows Facebook page, and I think that it should be on the Twitter page as well. You guys check it out. As I have said, warning, the link and the movie are not for the faint of heart.
It's creepy.
If you don't like clowns, don't see it.
Look it up. I think there's one coming out within the next couple years, next year or so. They're going to redo the movie It.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
With like modern day clown makeup. Modern day makeup for clowns isn't as creepy as old makeup because then they just like smather it on and
it's still creepy.
Modern day, they have like full on masks that like cover your face.
Yes. I mean, I'm not going to, but if you're listening, Google clowns.
Google clowns.
They are scary.
Scary clown.
They are no. Don't even Google scary clown. Just Google clown. Look at Ronald McDonald. He's happy. He looks like he's happy, but he's about to kill you.
Kick you in the balls with his giant red shoes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's why there's like the bulge in the front of his shoe.
Yes.
It's because it's meant for kicking.
Yes.
His
kicking
toes,
little children's balls.
His toes not are even, not 3 inches thick.
Not even men's fully grown men's balls. Just little kid balls.
Just little. Why are we talking?
Oh my God. The second picture I find on Google Images. The second picture.
It's from it. The It.
No, that's not it.
Just go to Google Images, type in clowns, and the link. Second
just,
image.
Just link it. Just link it to the Facebook. It's creepy as hell. This is I would never had a problem with clowns. When I was a kid, I never had a problem. I was happy around clowns.
I
always wanted a clown to come to my birthday party. Now if there's a clown within 30 feet of me, I run.
Really?
I run. Clowns are scary.
I have to resist the urge to kick him in right in the crotch, dude.
Just run because I'm not gonna go near it. Because what if he's got a knife? Seriously.
Yeah, it's true.
Clowns, a little squirt gun. That's not a squirt gun. That's not water in there. That is acid. Exactly. That is acid. Jeez, man, you should come on the show more often.
I should.
You
oh
should.
My gosh.
Zach, bring him in more often.
Zachary, do
I
it.
Will. I will.
Do it.
Unfortunately, with school conflicting. Yeah.
By the way, congratulations on the awesome show name.
Oh, thank you. Where the Wind Blows. Thank you.
It's intense.
It's I think have I told the story about this on air of how we came to the show Where the Wind Blows?
I don't know.
I think at the very beginning, but I think we should retell it for our
new
listeners.
I have never heard this, so retell it for me.
For the new listeners, and also because we are now doing, we've now revamped the show. It's still around the same reason. Actually, the original reason was people were like, oh, what are you, what's your show going to be about? I'm like, I don't know, just whatever I feel like that week. You know, what if I feel like talking about or playing that week?
Yes.
And I was like, so.
That's
so I kept. I was thinking to myself, what's unpredictable? I'm thinking, and it took me a little while to try and figure out. you know, what is unpredictable. Then I was like, where the wind blows. I was like,
where does the wind blow?
You'd never know. Whoa, I mean, normally it's supposed to come, normally it goes east to west. But I was walking to the bus stop this morning.
No.
You know what? It was coming from the east and blowing in my face.
How do you explain a tornado?
It goes all over the place.
Exactly.
It goes all over. Seriously, you never know where the wind's going to blow. So that's so that was for like a weekly thing. So now since I've revamped we've revamped the show,
yes.
It's now the show. The show, you don't know where the show is going to go now. That's why we now, where the wind blows, expect the unexpected is our new slogan.
Did you know that all the wind and the tides and like how the water moves in the oceans and stuff, it's all because of the moon, because of its distance and its pressure towards the earth, and it's just changing everywhere.
I did know that.
You did know that.
See what they're teaching kids in elementary school now? Back when I was in elementary school, they were teaching us how to play with wood blocks and
make them into
sculptures.
I learned that when I was 3.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. When you're 3, you're learning about how the moon affects.
You never know, because there's some city folk people
the world,
don't know anything. They don't know jack shit.
Yeah, and now, but back then, back when we were in elementary school, they were teaching us how to build buildings with wooden blocks. Now they're teaching kids like 9th grade science. What the heck is this? What the hell?
I don't get it. I mean, when I was doing math in like grade 5 or 6, I was asking my dad for help with math, and he was all like, I didn't learn this till like grade 11. I'm like, what? I think when I was in high
adding
school
and subtracting,
and when I was learning in high school, you know, my parents didn't learn until college, university.
Exactly. It's crazy. They're teaching like division and multiplication, like
it's just crazy what kids are learning, and talking about, you know, what the kids are learning in school. What about this, like, sex ed? It's being
sexual
now in
education.
In grade,
Chris's face brightens up. His face brightens
that
up.
That was kind of creepy. But kids are now learning this kind of stuff in grade 2.
Thank God, not in my school.
Grade 2 in Toronto.
They would have trouble with me if they
in
did that.
Toronto. People are now actually being taught. This is something that Delta McKinney put in place. Are being taught sexual education starting in grade 2. Grade 2. They think, oh, since we're going to teach them to it at a younger age, they'll be more responsible when they get older. No, they're being now exposed to it at a younger age.
Yes. Well, it's a different...
It's crazy.
They teach it differently between Catholic schools and public schools, or like whatever kind of school you go to. Catholic schools, they do it like every now and then. Like they teach you more like in grade 2. What is a penis? Grade 3, like...
It's progressive.
Where I am now, you learn everything. You learn what... Like
30-year-olds
know
everything.
You know,
it's absolutely crazy.
You know all the different sex toys by name now.
I don't, but maybe you do.
Thank you.
Okay.
For letting me know that. Now it's just creepy.
He knows more than you. Up.
That's sad.
This is kind of weird.
The hell?
The man who's actually had, you know, intercourse, who does not know all these names. Jeez, man. Yeah,
hello.
You know what? I'm putting this on Facebook now. You guys, sexual education in second grade. Is it right or wrong?
It's
you
wrong.
Tell us.
I think it's wrong.
Discussion topic.
Discussion. Yes. Okay. So sex ed. Is it okay? Like for grade 2s to be learning this kind of stuff? For some people who are listening and do not see where the wind blows on Skype, it's because we do not have Skype anymore.
Dun, dun, dun.
Reason being is because we want you guys to call in.
Call in.
You know, use Facebook or email or something. You know, that's why we got rid of the Skype. We thought we were going to put the Skype there because, you know, it helps with interaction. But you know what? That phone's getting dusty over there, guys.
Facebook and Twitter. Still doing it.
Pick
Facebook.
Up a phone, damn it.
Yes, exactly. So
hello.
We're going to get some music. I want to know what you guys think of this whole sex ed at grade 2 thing, because it's absolutely just, it grinds my gears, as Peter Griffin would say.
Certain things only. You can say it, you can put in certain things, but don't. Be easy on us, okay? This is
just a general discussion. We don't need you getting into details here.
No, we don't need details.
We don't need we don't need like a five-page rant that you've written up in high school, like a whole essay that you're just going to paint.
Yeah, exactly.
First sexual experiment.
Okay, we don't need to know that.
Exactly. Okay, Chris.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, okay, okay, I'm just going to... I have to figure out something here. I think I made a boo-boo. No, I didn't make a boo-boo. Okay. Wait, did I? Wait.
Press play.
Play button.
Wait, which one's track number? Definitely. Yeah.
It's the sideways triangle.
What? Okay. anyways, guys. So we're gonna cut to some music here. We're gonna play you some Katy Perry, and we're gonna play you some different music. Anyways, if you want to tell us about this whole sex ed thing, let us know. I'm on Skype personally, so if you're listening and you're on Skype with me, I can tap you to the board, and we can talk that way. Or you can give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Let us know what you think about this whole sex ed and grade 2 thing. Let us know. Or just Facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Or you can get us on Twitter. It is Twitter.com/wherewindblowsare. But now we're going to start listening to some Katy Perry. That's not Katy Perry. That is Who I Am, Hate Who I've Been by Reliant K. And hope you guys enjoy. Give us a call, 416-289-5000. Listen to Eric Terry and Zach Murillo on Where the Wind Blows.
Pacific end. You might think I'm losing my mind, but I will shy away from the specifics. 'Cause I don't want you to know where I am. 'Cause then you'll see my heart in the saddest state it's ever been. This is no place to try and live my life. That is the very moment that I wish that I could take back. I'm sorry for the person I became. I'm sorry that it took so long for me to change. I'm ready to be sure I never become that way again. 'Cause who I am ain't who I've been. Who I am ain't who I've been. Should have crossed it. Stop right there. I never should have said that. It's the very moment that I wish that I could take back.
That's exactly where I lost it. Where I never should have crossed it. Where I never should have said that. It's the very moment that I wish that I could take back. I'm sorry for the person I became. I'm sorry that it took so long. I'm ready to be sure I never become that way again. 'Cause who I am ain't who I've been. Who I am ain't who I've been. Who I am ain't who I've been. And who I am will take the second chance you gave me. Who I am ain't who I've been. 'Cause who I've been only ever made me. So sorry for the person I became. So sorry that
they'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. It goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh.
Born to a throne, stronger than Rome, but violent prone, poor people's zone. But it's my home, all I have known, where I got grown. Streets we would roam, out of the darkness, I came the farthest, among the hardest survival. Learn from these streets, it can be bleak, accept no defeat, surrender, retreat.
So we struggling,
fighting to eat,
and we wondering,
when we'll be free. So we patiently wait, for that fateful day, it's not far.
You're listening to Where the Wind Blows with Eric Terry and Zach Morello here on Centennial On Demand.
So many wars, settling scores, bringing us promises, leaving us poor. I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer. That's what they say. But look how they treat us, make us believers. We fight their battles, then they deceive us. Try to control us, they couldn't hold us, cause we just move forward like buffalo soldiers.
But we struggle it. Wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had some Kanon there for you with Waving Flag. And then before that, we were listening to
Who I Am Hates Who I've Been by Reliant K.
Reliant K.
Reliant K.
And no, we actually did get some feedback about this whole sex ed thing at grade two. Steph was been our good friend here at the studio. She's a good friend of ours here where the wind blows. We're just going to call her Steph. We won't release last names or anything, but she has been on the show before. She's been saying that, you know, kids are too young to fully understand the consequences of sex. You know, the older you are, the better the consequences sink in. So when I asked her, so I think it's wrong to teach kids at a young age. And it's like, well, not too young. Second grade is too young. It was awkward enough at the fifth grade, you know, when you learn most of it. Like, remember Fully Alive? Fully Alive.
Still doing that in grade
fully,
eight. Still
fully
doing
Alive.
That.
It starts in grade five and it goes all the way to grade eight. You know what? That stuff, and we're all giggling in class. You know, mm-hmm. We're talking about penis.
We had a bet who would laugh first. I lost.
I'm not surprised.
I had to give him $6.
But yeah, so I mean, like,
that's more than you have
it, it's
right
it's
now.
It's
crazy.
It really is. It's absolutely wild. I mean, that kids are learning some of this stuff at such a young age. I remember I didn't know what sex was until grade 9. Personally, I did not know what
you
it was
did not.
Until grade 9. Personally, I did not know that.
You know what the problem is? Kids younger and younger every day. They're learning it from like older brothers, older sisters,
whatever. And you know what the parents the older siblings don't know better than to keep that away from their children because you know what? You expose it to them at such a young age.
You're just exposing it to younger people.
Exactly. I mean, some parents, you know, they decide to give their kids a we'll talk to them about this now. That way, later in life, though, they'll remember this conversation. No, you're not. You're grade two. I don't remember a thing from grade two. I really don't. And so
it's grade four.
I mean, I remember like bits and pieces here and there.
Yes.
But I mean, when it comes to like sex ed, you really think I'm gonna think of the consequences in grade two? You know, you tell someone, let's look at some people who are smoking now. You probably told them in grade two, you know, don't smoke. It's bad. Okay, I won't smoke. It's bad for me. Now you look at some people. We walk down Toronto, and how many people are smoking nowadays? I mean,
too many.
I mean, it's like same with sex. You know, you tell kids, no, don't have sex until blah, 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 blah.
Until
you're okay,
married.
Mommy and daddy, I won't have sex. And
that's
how
what
many
you're
kids?
Supposed to do.
Seriously. Like,
you censor that 16 stuff.
16 year old pregnancies.
You censor that stuff.
They made a TV show on it, 16 and pregnant.
Yeah, that's yes, ridiculous. That's true. Ridiculous. It's just completely bizarre.
Yeah, as I was saying, you censor it until they're old enough. Like, if you're in grade 5, like, you let in bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, until you're like, older than that, you say, okay, now you're not supposed to smoke or have sex or anything because it's bad for you.
And
bad
you give
consequences.
And then when you're older, you can list the consequences.
Yes,
you can explain
you can
it to them without
those consequences.
You can
understand.
Like, I mean, you tell a kid don't smoke, you're gonna have cancer. That's gonna scar the kid for life.
No. They won't even understand cancer. Like, oh, cancer. Okay, I'm gonna be sick for a couple of days, but no.
That's very true. Yeah, that's
cancer,
very true.
You might die.
Yes, exactly.
They don't understand.
Kids don't understand that. So why? I mean, so. Now, putting this in a sex aspect, you know, STIs. You know, kids don't understand that.
Oh,
okay.
Have a cold or something.
Yeah, the thing, it's not going to last very long. No, that'll last you the rest of your life. Kids don't know that.
It's a chain link.
I mean, there are kids. Somebody told me the other day where she knew, they knew somebody that had sex when she was in grade 3 for the first time, and it was willing.
Horrible person.
I'm like,
right there.
I was like, grade 3. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's
don't
absolutely that's disgusting. That's just completely, you know, it's blasting my mind.
I don't know that person.
Mind blasting.
Branding her as a horrible person right there.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I mean, well, I wouldn't go that far to just completely ram her. I mean, like, you know, you might be in different circumstances. You might be in some circumstances or whatever, but I mean,
yeah.
There might be pressure involved, but it was still, you know, consensual.
Yeah,
I mean, it'd still be consensual. I mean, yes, there's pressure involved.
Yes.
But, I mean, like, it's not like you said, no, and the person said, you know, okay, if you don't do this, I'm going to kill you.
A third grader wouldn't understand, like, pressure. Like, they don't know, like, how to, you know, respond to peer pressure as well as older people would. So it's like, do it because we're telling you to. They'll be like, oh, okay, he told me to, I might as well. But when you're older, you're like, oh, I shouldn't do that, even if he tells me to, because bad consequences. And when you're older, you understand.
Exactly.
Bad
so, like, you should bring this kind of stuff up when somebody is older, when they understand it.
They
so
understand.
Teaching kids grade sex ed in grade 2,
horrible.
It's ridiculous. It's just
stupid
absolutely
idea.
It's absolutely disgusting to be able, just the thought, even the thought of that. Oh, I go.
You know what? You know what? I'm actually thinking about this now. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, they're teaching it to second graders, but who really knows how much they're actually learning? Like, they could.
It was in the paper.
Doesn't even matter.
There was an article published when McGinty first put it into play.
Well, how?
There was an outline.
Does it say how much they're actually learning? Like, what's the maximum they're learning? Like, because I can just
you can probably look it up.
The only thing I can imagine them learning really, like the teachers actually thinking about it, like actually being smart and thinking about it. Is pretty much teaching them about the human body.
That's what it starts off like that. It starts off like, this is a penis, this is a vagina. The penis, you're a boy, a vagina, you're a girl. Unless you're some transvestite that you don't know, but you won't be like that in grade 2.
In grade 2, no.
Yes, but like, there's that. So they'll teach that, and then, you know, as the years progress, they'll say, okay, so this does this, and this does this, but then they won't tell you what the consequences are, and then just kind of things just kind of progress, you know. Then they start talking about STIs, and then, you know, they start talking about this, they start talking about protection, pregnancy, blah, 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 blah. It's gradual, but it's still way too young, in my opinion.
Definitely. Personally, like, I think, like, yeah, like when you're in grade 1, grade 2, like even when you're in kindergarten, kids will ask their parents, "Oh, what's this?" or
"What does
whatever.
It mean to be a virgin?"
And they'll they're not going to go that far, but
what is this
they're going to be asking questions. So I guess because they keep asking more and more questions as they get younger and younger, like they're thinking, "You know what? Let's give it to them slowly." So I can understand them like telling them about the human body and stuff like
that.
But anything more than that, that's ridiculous.
I agree. I mean, like Steph told us, you know, fully alive in grade 5 was awkward enough.
Yeah.
It's just
speaking of which, I'm not even going to say names or anything, but grade 1 on my school bus was telling me a literal story of how he watched his brother have sex.
That's disgusting.
He watched his 16-year-old brother have sex.
That's gonna scar somebody.
And the brother's 16. That's even worse.
And then he went on telling me, "What did the condom say to the penis?" I'm like, really, really? Like, have you ever heard that? Grade one.
Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous.
This is just horrible.
That's like that first. That's like.
And he's just going on about it. Like nothing's happening.
That's
just,
like that first grade racist I told you about when I.
Oh, that was.
I dropped Chris off at his school once, and I and I'm walking out of the school, and this grade one tells the most racist joke slash diss ever, and I'm like.
Jeez.
What the heck?
Younger kids, Steph
was talking to me on Skype here. She said, I have a friend who lost her virginity at 9. That is disgusting. That is the effect of teaching sex ed to grade 2s. This
or
is
not
what
teaching.
Happens. Or just
sometimes if you don't even tell them.
Then they get curious.
Yes, they have to find out for themselves sometimes.
And you got to find a balance. When it comes to stuff like this, it's about trying to find a balance.
Sometimes you just can't help it. Hard. Like, you'll try as hard as you can. Like, you'll be like the perfect parent, but sometimes your kid will just, because of the environment around them, will just be affected by some
exactly.
of that stuff.
Or we'll wake up at midnight and
find out
turn on
drunk.
The news.
Exactly. But anyways, we're going to get away from that a little bit because we're running out of time. The time is 7:52 and the show's done in 8 minutes.
Really?
Uh-oh. I know. It's crazy. But I want to ask you guys, what are your summer, what do you guys plan on doing this summer? Like, what are your hobbies kind of during the summer? Like, Zach?
Well, one plan that we've definitely got going on, we've been doing it for the past couple of summers, is take our RV / travel trailer and go camping at different trailer camping sites across.
That sounds awesome.
Camping.
That's great.
Last summer, I think the farthest we went was Ottawa. I think one of these future summers, maybe Chris is in high school, maybe try going all the way to Quebec.
You know what? I haven't gone camping in 2-3 years.
Dude,
and
get out, man.
I'm planning to do this summer. That's what I'm doing.
This summer, a bunch of us all go camping.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
A bunch of us just
do
for
it.
College.
That's great. I think that's a great idea. It'll be a lot of fun. And you know what? I mean, for this, I haven't. Now, this is going to sound really weird, especially a lot of people who live in the GTA. A lot of people go to Wonderland during the summer.
Wonderland.
I haven't been to Canada's Wonderland in probably about 10 years. I lived in London for about 10 years of my life, and then moved out here and just never really had a chance to get down there. And now that
London.
I've got, you know, friends here in Ontario, now that I've got friends here, you know, at school, you know, I'll be going to Canada's Wonderland this year, and it's been probably about 10 years since I've been.
That's ridiculous.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've got...
Good luck, man.
I've got a list of things that I really need to be done this summer. You know, I got a piercing, and I'll be getting hopefully a tattoo by the end of the summer. Oh yeah. It's hard to see. Guys, here. This I'm gonna get it right here. By the way, so you guys.
Oh yeah, right there.
And it's gonna look like this.
Are you sure? Right there.
And this exactly. Yeah, I know. Hey.
Right there.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt.
Oh man, I don't know.
But anyways, so it's just like there's that, and I want to get that done. You know, I want to go rollerblading. You know, down Woodbine Beach. You know, I love rollerblading in the summer. Absolutely love it. You know, I want to go swimming in the lake. You know, at a nice clean part of the lake.
Oh.
Yes.
There you go.
Don't
swimming.
Get me started. Wait. Last week, I'm doing manual labor at my cottage. We're picking up sticks. We're burning them. It's so hot out, and I look at the lake. I look at the lake across the road from the cottage, and it is so calm, so clear. And I'm like, oh my god, I just want to jump in, the clothes and all, just jump in. It was like I wanted to so badly, but I couldn't.
I think what I really want to do is I really just sit like by the beach, you know, in a lawn chair and have a beer, watch the sunset just a single beer and watch the
sunset.
You know
what that does for your body? It just heals it right up.
Exactly. Just by the beach. By the beach, just in the sand, you got a single beer in your hand, just watching that sunset. It's like, oh yeah.
Especially when girls walk by.
Hey. But
hello, ladies.
So we've got
big bass radio voice.
I am on a horse. I'm in a
hello,
towel.
Ladies.
I'm in a towel.
I'm on a horse.
The tickets are now diamonds.
They've got a new Old Spice commercial out now. I got to show you that later.
Oh, really?
But yes. I got to show that to you. But anyways, the time is now 7:55, guys, and I think we've got time for one more song, and then we're gonna just
good song.
Let's find out. You know what? Yeah, we're gonna play one song here, and if I'm not mistaken, it'll be that one.
Which one?
You'll find out in a second, guys.
Oh,
but
wow.
We're gonna we'll play this one song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to you guys for a brief minute about we want to ask your feedback and stuff. But more on that later, ladies and gentlemen. So we're gonna come up with you. We're gonna play this one song. I know you guys. If you guys have ever seen the movie Madagascar.
Oh.
You guys know what the song is.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's I Like to Move It, Move It by Shay.
Move it.
We'll talk to you in just a few minutes.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh, apparently we interrupted Shaggy's singing, but you know what? That's okay.
Because I think he'll live.
I think he will live, but you know what? The time is now 7:59, guys, and we got time for one more song. Just want to say thank you for tuning in today, guys. Hope you like the new format and the new kind of groove of the show. I really hope you enjoy that.
I know, I liked it.
Let me know, let us know, we'd like to hear some of your feedback. Let us know, send us an email at wherethewindblows@live.com. Give us some feedback on our Facebook page at facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Let us know how we did today. We want to know if this is something that works better for you, or if you like the old way better, or what we can do, etc., 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 etc. Let us know. But anyways, that is all the time that we have for today, ladies and gentlemen. But tune in just half an hour to The Jukebox with Zach Murillo, and I will be there as well, and so will Chris.
Well, yes,
three
I will.
Of us will be there. And awesome. What's your theme for today?
Well, today, it may be like a little bit late. I know it was on the weekend, but we're doing a kind of Mother's Day episode where we're going to be playing all female, all popular female artists.
Nice.
Females.
That's awesome. And
celebrating the females, ladies.
That's how it's ow, done. Ow.
So, ladies and gentlemen, also tune in about half an hour to The Jukebox, which is Centennial's only and all request radio
show
with Zach. 8:30 to 9:30, and don't forget to tune in next week to War of the Wind Blows at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that is all the time that we have for today. So for all of us here at Where the Wind Blows,
I'm Zach Murillo.
And I am Guest Star Chris.
And I'm E.T. And we're gonna leave you today with a song by Aerosmith. I think you guys, if you've heard Mrs. Doubtfire, I think you guys know this song.
I think I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dude Looks Like a Lady, Aerosmith. We'll hear from you guys in about half an hour. Have yourself a great night and a great week, great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. This is E.T. and Where the Wind Blows.
Signing
off. Here it is.